News Talk 99.7 WNTK and AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR coming up on 9:32. Actually, it's 9:32 exactly. And we have 36 degrees, some nice blue skies and white clouds out there today. We have Cameron Ford on the phone with us this morning, the executive director from Headrest. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, it's certainly our pleasure. Now, here's what I really want to know. Headrest, you guys offer so many services in such a vast and wide array throughout the community. How is this this pandemic and this kind of self-quarantining, how is this affecting that, or is it not?
Well, it's certainly presented some challenges, Jason. We've had to make a lot of adjustments in how we deliver our services, but we are open and we're providing services just like we always have. First with our hotline, which is still 24/7. We're receiving a lot of calls on the hotline. We're receiving a lot of calls for SUD, substance use disorders, and we're also receiving mental health calls, people with a lot of anxiety about what's going on with this pandemic. We have our residential facility is up and running. We're taking extreme precautions, following all the guidelines that the state has provided, and they've been doing a great job providing us with guidance on how we should operate our facility. So we've been taking all the precautions necessary for that. We still have 14 beds. We are taking people in if they need to, with precautions. Outpatient programs, our counselors are doing what's called telehealth, and so they're set up with Zoom meetings through their computers and able to meet with clients, face-to-face, so to speak, and provide them the counseling they need. We have our intensive outpatient program that's doing the same thing in a group setting. We have our DUI school that's still operating, and that's going on through telehealth. We have our vocational program, which surprisingly, Lori Bartlett, our vocational specialists are still making job placements, and people are working. They're getting to work. They're taking all the extra precautions, and we're moving along. But it is a challenge, and it's a different world.
Now, are you seeing an increase in your hotline, your suicide prevention line? Are you seeing an increase because of people that are worried or depressed because they're not able to go about their normal lives?
Interestingly, and this is across the board. I've been on calls with the National Suicide Prevention Line and other folks, and the suicide calls in particular have dropped, which is an interesting thing. We kind of thought that would spike a little bit. We fully expect, and everyone out there does, to see an increase in both suicide calls, mental health calls, and domestic violence calls, those types of things. And for right now, it's kind of been in a lull. But as this thing goes on, people's anxiety raises, and frankly, people who aren't able to get to the counseling they need to, whether it's telehealth or face-to-face, we expect to see a rise in calls. And we're geared up for that. We're ready to make sure folks get where they got to go, to get the right services.
Now, traditionally, you all have several kinds of meetings for different things, substance abuse, counseling meetings, family support for people in their lives that suffer from substance abuse, meetings for them. Are you turning more toward the electronic and the internet to have those meetings?
It is the only way right now that we can function, but we are adapting to that technology. We have for our residents in the house, they're provided group settings in the group setting in the house through a video conference where a licensed drug and alcohol counsel will run the groups. And then we have all the residents in the house who want to attend AA meetings or NA meetings. There's a whole bunch of those available that they can do through Zoom and online, where they can join meetings. Interestingly, one of the things that we've seen with this is that some of these meetings may take place somewhere else in the world. So they may be on an AA meeting in New Zealand. But so it's been an interesting, you know, sort of quirk to all of this. But yes, we're still operating those types of things. The family meeting has been on hold. That was, in fact, at the Alice Peck Day campus in a building there. And because of their shutdown in terms of using those rooms, we haven't been able to do that. We are trying to gear up at this point to be able to start that family group if we get enough participants, you know, via video conference.
Now, well, your staff that is at the building, your operators for the phone line, the counselors that are working there, people that because you have someone there 24 hours a day, correct?
That's correct.
Are they using any type of personal protective equipment or?
We have every staff and every client that's in our facility is required to wear a mask at all times. We're using, you know, gallons of hand cleaner, and you know we're always needing more. but we're, you know, so we've had some folks who have donated masks from around the state, and given us masks, and a lot of the, you know, the equipment that we need. So we are we're protecting ourselves, you know, as best we can with all the equipment that, you know, that we can get and that's provided and donated and what we can find. Interestingly, you know, one of the things that we're doing is checking temperatures for staff and for clients, you know, twice a day, and just to make sure that, you know, if there's any increase in, you know, if someone has a temperature, then we need to take action, you know. We've been looking for thermometers. It's been a nightmare. We've been on a 2-month trek to find thermometers, and we've have regular thermometers, but we're trying to, you know, find the ones that are, you know, non-touch, and that's been a little bit of a nightmare trying to find those. We hope that's been resolved. Alice Peck Day was able to give us one, and we have one more on the way, hopefully today. So, but that's the, you know, that's one of the things that you don't think about ahead of time, but all of a sudden when you need it, it's, you know, trying to, those are the issues that we face as we move forward.
What things do you need? What can people help you out with?
So, you know, hand cleaner, we've been getting, you know, the sanitizer, we've been getting, you know, donations of that. I don't know exactly where we stand with that, but we can always use more. And the face masks, you know, we're getting those that donated, the cloth ones. So, you know, we need to wash them and recycle them. So, you know, so more of those would be good. And, you know, gloves, you know, anything you can think of that's going to help us with that. The other thing that's been really, really nice is folks are able to have been dropping off, you know, cookies and cakes and things like that for the residents and staff. And that's just been tremendous. You know, I just the staff and the clients who we serve have just been amazing group of people, you know, putting up with what they have to put up with right now and getting through this. On top of, in the client's case, and you know, their recovery. I mean, their recovery. They're staying focused on that, and now they've added this piece to it, so it's even more stress. But they're weathering the storm, and you know, I'm really pleased, and I'm, you know, extremely pleased with my staff and how they're functioning through this. You know, most of the administration for us is we're staying home, you know, working from home, and very limited, you know, interaction, you know, going out. So, but those folks have to go to work every day, and they have to take the precautions, and they got to wear the masks and all that. So, you know, it's difficult for them, and I just praise them up and down. They're just tremendous.
Now, you're using the same type of programs to not only have meetings for your clientele, but also as far as like the board of directors and the executive staff. You're having electronic or internet meetings. You're doing that way as well, correct?
We are not only, you know, our staff meetings. I have a staff manager's meeting coming up. We've done it with our staff meetings. We've done it with, you know, our different department meetings, our board meetings. have taken place all on Zoom or Teams or whatever platform we happen to use. And, you know, it's worked out fine. I mean, you know, it's not the best thing, you know, not being around people is stressful in itself, but because you love the interaction, but it's working and we're getting things done. There's a lot of committee meetings that I attend on, and those things are happening. And so, you know, we're able to schedule a Zoom meeting one-on-one or with a group of people, and it's really functioning. It's functioning.
It sounds like things are going fairly smoothly as far as the services you provide and actually running Headrest. I'll give you whatever time you need to give us some final thoughts or plug anything you may want to plug coming up, be it meetings or support groups, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So I would encourage anyone experiencing stress or, you know, feelings of suicidal thoughts, anything like that, or they just need help, they just need someone to talk to, give a call or phone a call, 1-800-273-TALK or 448-4400, and just talk to somebody. I mean, that's just sometimes it's all you need for the day, and you know, please do that. Don't wait. And the other thing I would say, there's so many people and so many organizations in the state and all these folks that are providing us with guidance, providing us with funding, you know, we've been able to keep our staff going through this. And that's such a critical piece. We've had some incredibly generous individuals and organizations step forward to provide us with extra funding that we need to pay for overtime. You know, if someone is out sick or someone, you know, we do have some staff who may have, you know, underlying issues and we want them to be safe and stay home. So we're able to cover the overtime that it takes to cover that shift. And it's really a human resource, logistical, chess game that you got to play in. So making sure that people are safe and all that. And to do that, you know, we need the extra funding and to do that, so that we can pay for any overtime or someone's going to be out and those types of things. And it's, you know, people are stepping up and I urge people continue to do that. Go to our website and you can see a donation page. And, it's that time when, you know, we need to make sure that the people that we're serving are still getting the service that they need. And I know that there's organizations across the state. I'm in contact with all the other different providers about how they're doing. Is there anything we can do for them, each other? You know, it's all a team effort. And I just can't say enough about how this community, I sit at my home and I feel like I'm still connected to all the community out there. And that's such a huge thing. It's who we are. It's what we do as a state, as a country, and I think that we're going to be fine to get through this.
I've said it a million times. We're very fortunate to live where we do. You just couldn't ask for a better bunch of people than you find here in the Upper Valley, the Lakes region, all of that. So we're very lucky. Give out your website so that people can make donations or leave you any information, comments, pitches for help that they may be able to supply you with some of the things you're looking for.
Sure. So it's www.headrest.org, and you can get all the information there. Certainly, you're welcome to call 448-4400, and someone can guide you to, if you have any questions or thoughts or anything. I'm happy to speak with anyone about what we're doing, and anyone has suggestions or anything like that, you know, we're open to all of that.
Well, Cameron, thank you, and thanks to your entire staff as they continue on being right on the front lines of this thing and still providing the help and the resources that so many people throughout the area need. You guys have faced all the hardships of this pandemic and have found ways to keep every single thing going that is necessary, and we truly appreciate it and thank each and every one of you.
I appreciate that, Jason. And, you know, honestly, it's just the staff that are there on those front lines doing that work. And, you know, they truly are heroes. And, you know, I applaud them.
Well, thank you for joining us, Cameron.
Have a good day.
All right, you too now. That's Cameron Ford, the executive director from Headrest, joining us this morning. And all of the things that they do, from their substance abuse treatment and meetings, temporary housing for people that are suffering from substance abuse that kind of need that added support of being in a group setting for a little while, a clean living type of atmosphere. They're still providing all of that and keeping themselves safe, of course, but making sure everybody that uses their services are safe as well. And they're doing one heck of a job while they're at it. Coming up on 949, News Talk 99.7, WNTK and AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. We'll come back in just a second here to wrap up your Wednesday. Good morning.